I mean, just think there could be a lot of other words. Maybe what we should do is have our listeners, our viewers, submit other words that they think are equally as, you know,
to be added to the Webster's dictionary.
That could be, you know, have similar potential as phenoying. Mm. I challenge you people, because I think it's going to be hard to find a word that is as appropriate and as perfect as phenoying. Bring it
on! Welcome to Girls Gone Gritty.
I'm Farley Boyle.
I'm Darian Boyle.
And I'm Jennifer Berenius.
Collectively, we're two sister-in-laws with our bestie.
We don't just talk. We do it. Day, night, mountain, beach, and city.
Get ready as we bring gratitude and attitude to everything we do.
We jump in head first, unafraid, and we're all in all the time.
We bring it on and get it on each week, diving deep into authentic, unscripted conversations
on just about everything.
So, let's get gritty. Bring it on. Bring it on. So, thank you guys for joining Girls Gone Gritty. Take
947 this morning.
Yeah.
Which Farley and I were talking about pivoting a little bit today, because we actually do that very well.
Yes.
And today's podcast is going to be a great podcast about something that is near and dear to both our hearts. And it's a word called phenoying. It's a word that I've been using for years and years and years. Farley has brought it into her vocabulary as well, because it's just so effing perfect.
Yes.
Phenoying means effing annoying. And we like to use this word just because it makes sense out of so many things.
Because everything is pretty much phenoying. We've had a really phenoying morning. So we decided that you guys would appreciate a new word of the day that will brighten your vocabulary without having to sound, you know, crass by actually using the word F-U-C-K. So, for example, I fell down the stairs this morning. That was phenoying. Mm-hmm. We're going to Miami this weekend. I'm going to have to be in a bathing suit. I'm definitely going to have a bruise. And it was unnecessary. So unnecessary BS is phenoying.
Yeah. Yeah. Anything that just can make you a crazy person. It doesn't need to happen at the right time. Like, we're going on the same girls trip. Cold sore. Phenoying. Nothing you can do about it. Stress induced. You made it happen yourself. You can only blame you, your body, and this beautiful thing that happens on your lip. It's phenoying. And all of the hoops that you jump through in order to rectify these things, those are phenoying too. I think I have more ointments, more pills.
You have a blue light.
I have a blue light, a red light actually that I'm using, and actually it's helping. I could give a little plug for the company right now, but phenoying. It doesn't need to be, but it just is.
I might need to use the red light on my butt. Yeah. The side, the drop slide that I did on the stairs. That was great. Really coordinated this morning. Yeah. Also, we were going to mention that we own phenoying.com. So we're going to come out with some merch. We think that phenoying will hit it just like LFG. Hats, t-shirts. I mean, truly, who has not experienced phenoying on a daily basis? I mean, I think it's...
I have. My life is phenoying.
I mean, I just happen to think that it might be my favorite word ever. And you know how people like to say F-U-C-K? Because it does kind of feel good, even though it sounds uneducated. Sometimes it's just the most perfect exclamation point needed.
Well, it's also being used, in my view, I think. I love the fact that LFG became a thing because
of TB.
I don't like when I say the word F-U-C-K.
Agreed.
I don't feel better after it. I feel kind of grosser.
Uneducated.
Like, and down.
Yeah.
But everybody gets you when you do say it. And I scream it in my house whenever I need to.
I think it's therapy. In fact, it's scary because this generation now has like F-U-C-K rings, necklaces, tattoos. It's like socially acceptable now. And, you know, that makes me scared that see you next Tuesday could become socially acceptable at some point. And that is like a no-no. That's a big no-no word. And if you're not familiar with see you next Tuesday, it's another name or word for, like, I guess, mates in Australia. Mm-hmm. Is that what my husband tries to say sometimes? Yeah, maybe. C-U-N-T is a terrible word, and I don't ever want to see that become popular or publicized. So we're not trying to go in that route with phenoying by any way, shape, or form.
Phenoying is like a cute, you know, it's phenoying.
Yeah, it's perfect.
Perfectly phenoying. So I'm trying to think how many other things that I have that are annoying me at this moment right now.
Well, the snow is a little annoying, even though we like it. We've been appreciating that it was winter white, and it we haven't seen it in a while. So that is a very, you know, nice moment to appreciate. But now that the ice, the black ice is sticking around, that's annoying. I almost turfed it getting out of my car. And, you know, I'm not 90. I can't even imagine what is happening to these poor 80, 90 plus people, because it just sneaks up on you and it grabs you.
Yeah. My dad fell the other day. He was walking out to get his mail and hit the black ice. And it was funny because my dad fell, my sister-in-law fell, and my son, all three fell. Things happen in threes. All fell on the same 24-hour period.
Awful.
And they're all fine. And that's amazing. And I'm very grateful. But it's also annoying because I can't do anything about it. It's like, it's out of your control. That's other part of annoying that is annoying.
You know what? I just came up with another annoying word that's similar, but it's not annoying. It's fabulous. The F is already in front of abulous.
What's abulous?
Fabulous.
No, I know, but what's abulous?
Effing fabulous. I mean, fabulous is already the word.
So we're going to add a double.
The F is already in front of abulous for fabulous.
Okay, just maybe the viewers can, listeners can understand. I just don't know what fabulous is, but it's all.
It's not. It's fabulous, but the F already is present in the word fabulous, so it's effing fabulous.
Okay.
So, well, maybe not.
Funny.
Well, I was thinking that it was fabulous that the three of them went down and didn't injure themselves. So, anyways, Farley, you know, there's an F in front of my name too. So.
Oh, wow.
We got a thumbs up on the screen. I don't know where that came from, but they like Farley.
Because it's, we'll talk about this another time. The AI is seeing everything you're doing. But then sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't.
I actually have.
I'm trying to figure out why it's going to work.
I have something very relevant. I'm going to show you guys this right now.
Oh, boy.
Okay. So for my 50th birthday.
Oh, we've got a nice bottle of wine. It was 40.
It was my 40th. Oh, God. See, I already have menopause brain. So we went to, I don't know if you guys can see this, but we went to the Fleury Vineyard. And this wine bottle has F's all over it, like really cool F's. Okay. All different fonts. And when they were trying to figure out the name for this bottle of red, they decided to call it the F in red, because they finally figured out which F they wanted to use. And the F in red is pretty damn perfect for our theme of the day, which is F.
F.
And annoying and F in red and Farley and fabulous. And we'll figure out.
Fantastic.
Yes. All the, yes.
Festivals.
Effing fun. Effing. I mean, yes. Okay. So anyways, yeah. We're trying to pull up from our annoying day, but we would like to also discuss another annoying aspect. And that would be podcasting.
Annoying.
The beginner's non-luck. We've not had a lot of luck.
No, we've not.
We haven't given up yet. So we hope that you guys appreciate the fact that we're
in current state of annoyed.
Every single time we start, we have a technical glitch of some sort, and it's always out of our control. And we follow instructions and we do things the right way, and then there's a glitch. And so we're here today and we're proud of ourselves because both of our mics are working, which is shocking. We're not using a mixer. I mean, we're actually
two mixers didn't work.
Yes.
Just for the record.
Yep. What's with the balloons? I wonder if they're seeing these. I don't know. I think StreamYard likes
fabulous.
There was just balloons on the screen. So maybe StreamYard is proud of us because it's another milestone that we've gotten over.
Did I say fun?
Fun? No.
Nope,
anything?
It's really fantastically annoying is when you think you can make something happen because you made it happen before and then you can't figure out how it happened.
No, that's not so. That's actually annoying. You're correct. But our journey this far with our podcast has been interesting, and we are trying not to become our parents. So we don't want to be technically challenged at an early age. And it can happen really quickly because it's a technological revolution with our kids. They can do stuff like without even trying. I mean, I feel like Apple wrote and coded and did everything for a little person's brain so that it's easy for them to understand if they haven't been.
They grew up on it.
Well, but yeah, they haven't been exposed to other things.
It's like that's the way their brain literally has been programmed, which is another annoying thing. Yeah. In my view.
I just remember when my mom didn't know how to work a VCR, which was so basic. I was like, Mom, whoa. And she was young.
Yeah.
I was like, I'm not going to allow that to happen to me.
Yeah.
But this podcasting journey
is trying to keep us young and the annoying aspect of technology.
Oh my God.
I mean, between
even the streaming apps are nuts.
Let's talk about how annoying Apple is. Let's go back to Apple for a second.
Oh.
Let's talk about how annoying like all the different cords are. I mean, we had USB-C, USB, adapter. We got a
it's just,
we thought we could like, you know, and then I bought a new laptop. So now it only has USB-C, BC, not the USB. They don't work on my laptop. So now I have an adapter for that. I mean, seriously? What the hell?
They're just a conglomerate and they just want all things to come back to them. And then they have an expiration date in everything that they manufacture automatically. Like, what about when your USB accessory is no longer supported? What is that?
Apple says that's because it's not a USB.
I can't stand that. Yeah. Well, yeah, exactly. Because they own the market. And
I don't believe that because I have to be honest, I'm not going third party on a lot of those accessories. I feel like I get them. And then the other annoying thing I think that Apple does is that they give you the cord, but they don't give you like the plug in to the wall or whatever.
Oh, they don't give you the box anymore.
Your little boxes disappear in your house. How many times does that happen to you?
Annoying is when kids come over and all of a sudden everything that you need for social media technology, anything is gone.
Missing.
And it's my lightning chargers.
Yes. And nobody knows where it went. It's mysterious.
And we mark our cords. Like I write FB, like mom's cord, you know, so that people don't poach it and they still poach.
They still poach. Look.
Oh.
JB.
I don't have an example of mine.
It'll disappear. But I do. And you know what? The uglier you make it, it doesn't matter. I thought I would be like, I'd write mom all over everything and nobody would steal it. So it doesn't matter. You know why? Because you can turn it over.
No.
Mom is upside down.
No. Wow. You know what M is? Mine. That becomes mine. Not yours. Mine.
But did you hear what I said? I said, I thought like mom. And then the kids just turn it upside down. They're like, it says wow.
I'm like, W.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Mom is wow.
Yeah.
Stop feeling my shit.
That's so true. God. Annoying. What are some other examples of annoying? We want you guys to use this word liberally. We want you to share this word because we truly believe in it, you know, and it actually becomes, it feels really great.
It does feel good.
It's as gratifying as F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Because it actually, like, F-U-C-K can take on several different, it could be like, wow, this is like great, you know, or it like really sucks, or it's just a word that is kind of like heave-ho, like you just wanted to grunt. But annoying perfectly captures an annoying moment with an exclamation point, and it makes it feel more not as annoying.
Yeah.
Because you just vented.
Yeah.
It's like therapy.
Yeah, it is a little therapy. It's like the F. It's like you think fun, you think festive, you think, and then you're like, oh, yeah, and F-U-C-K.
Yeah.
Duck, duck, duck. Rhymes with that. And we put it, it's annoying.
I mean, just think there could be a lot of other words. Maybe what we should do is have our listeners, our viewers, submit other words that they think are equally as, you know,
to be added to the Webster's dictionary.
That could be, you know, have similar potential as annoying. Mm. I challenge you people because I think it's going to be hard to find a word that is as appropriate and as perfect as annoying.
Yeah. I mean, we gotta brand out.
We gotta keep up with our kids. You know, we just did a FOMO podcast, you know, where we're trying to stay current.
Maybe it's the F word.
F is, you know what? I'm so glad.
Maybe we do annoying and then we've got like all our F words that
I'm really happy that F is like becoming a prominent like letter in the alphabet because growing up it was torture. I never could find Farley paper or a keychain or anything that was F. And now like I am actually claiming F as part of my own heritage. Yeah. And you know, it's also effing annoying that annoying. Mm-hmm. Annoying. Why did I just say effing annoying?
because you were being, you wanted the whole derivation of the word to be understood.
Well, fennoing is our poor partner in crime today, our three G's, our third. She has a daughter that woke up with double pink eye today.
Pink eye is so fennoing.
Yeah, pink eye is so fennoing. And on top of it, you know, like the flu and taking meds that didn't actually cure the flu after a week. So she can't be with us today because she's on a fennoing journey to find a doctor that will give her a different prescription for her child, because now her child can't open both of her eyes.
Yeah.
And we know how highly contagious it is. Pink eye is fennoing.
Pink eye is so fennoing.
And I wear contacts, so it's even like worse for me, because then I have to like look like a blind bat and my glasses that are like Magoo's, that's what my husband lovingly calls me, and they magnify my eyes. So I have to wear like glasses for at least 10 days.
Oh my God, my eyes are itching right now just talking.
Oh no, we could give it to ourselves.
We could.
You can give yourself a sty and pink eye, which is annoying. The fact that you can talk and a cold sore.
I did manifest.
You just talk about it and it happens. Okay, win the lottery.
Yeah. Would not be fennoing. That's the opposite of fennoing, which is
fantastic. Fabulous.
Phenomenal with an F. Not
yes.
PH.
But then you'd be like, what's a nominal?
Right.
But I'm down with it. I like it.
All right, we gotta figure out.
There's a lot of fabulous words with F in the dictionary that we didn't realize were so awesome.
Maybe we do the double F.
I don't think so. fooling. I used to think that was like my song, Def Leppard. I would be like, yeah, I did. I'm not kidding. So funny. Well,
all right.
I think we've covered this topic today.
Yeah, I think so. I think that we got to come back to branding it with t-shirts and hats and
bumper stickers.
Get your fennoying out of your world. Enjoy it, feel good about it, and let it be.
Own it.
Let it rip.
Own it.
Yeah, we got that.
Well,
be fennoyed.
Yeah, we hope we didn't fennoy you with the explanation of fennoying, but you know, we have to hit you three ways till Sunday. You got to see it, you got to hear it, you got to smell it before it becomes like automatic. So maybe you guys just were captive audience members. Yeah. And you are suddenly going to utilize the word fennoying all the time.
And you heard it here first.
Girls Gone Gritty. And P.S. fennoying is gritty.
Yeah, it's very gritty.
So
we're going to come up with new words to add to the English language.
Exactly.
And that's who we are.
Peace out.
Peace out. Girls Gone Gritty, thank you so much for tuning in. Make sure you follow us on social media. And then look for our website, www.fennoying.com, to get your fennoying gear.
Exactly. Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another episode of Girls Gone Gritty.
You can check us out on Instagram and Facebook.
If this episode hits home, share it with someone who needs to get gritty.
The three G's. We'll see you next week.
Peace out.